Bob Simpson on 123 here on Phoenix FM. Now, the Billericay Art Trail is a community event showcasing the talent of local artists from gifted amateurs to professionals. With 23 artists in 24 venues, it launches this Friday, the 9th of September. And here to tell us all about it is Joe Adshead. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Can I just ask you to move into the microphone just a little bit more? That would be lovely. Thank you. So it's quite a mammoth task setting all this up, I would think. Have you been busy lately?
I've been living and breathing this for the last sort of 6 months plus. I mean, it's been advertised for ages, but it's been getting busier and busier, and I'm really busy now.
Yeah.
But we're nearly there. It's going to be really good.
Okay. I've got a long list of different events and locations that the Art Trail is taking part in. It'd probably be impossible to cover them all, but maybe you could just give us a sort of brief rundown of what's going to happen while the Art Trail is on.
Sure. Well, I'm going to be busy setting everything up tomorrow. And then it kicks off on Friday.
Yeah.
And the Co-op Funeral Care in the High Street have been really good to us. They're doing us a launch day, which is like a drop-in event, which means that people can go in. There's going to be lots of art from local artists. Some of the artists might be there on and off. There's going to be loads of cakes and tea and coffee and a raffle and all sorts of bits and pieces. And then on Saturday, the 10th, we just pray that it's not going to pour with rain. That's
right.
Forecast.
Right.
And we've got the Superior New Orleans Brass Band playing in High Street.
Great.
All morning. And they're going to be accompanied by the Billericay Brewing Company, which are doing a free beer tasting for all you guys out there that like your beer.
Oh, I like the sound of that, yeah.
And then at the same time, for the next three Saturdays, I'm running some free kids' activities in Billericay Library. Right. So with a nod to the Zeppelin that crashed 100 years ago, it's the centenary this year, right, in Billericay, all the art activities have a bit of a Zeppelin theme. So we've got lots of papier-mâché balloons ready for people to paint, kids to paint. And we're making a giant collage, which also has planes shooting down the Zeppelin, and also lots of colouring activities as well. So something for all the family.
Yeah, sounds fantastic. How did you get involved in all this?
Trails happen right across Essex, and the last Billericay Trail was in 2014, and I was one of them. And then they were looking for volunteers to join the committee, and I said, I'll help. And then I sort of really got heavily involved, and it's taken over my life.
Right, so you've got quite a large committee sort of helping you with all
no,
this.
No, we're a really, really tiny committee.
Oh, right.
So it's just a few people beavering away, talking to the artists, but it's a big community event, and I have to say that all the local venues have been brilliant.
Yeah,
they've bent over backwards to be helpful. We've got good sponsorship. I said we, you know, the Billericay Brewing Company are taking part, the band. I'm going to run a pop-up cafe in our library for 2 weeks.
Wow!
So come and there's going to be artists painting on and off, so you can come in and talk to the artists. There's going to be artists there every day. You can chat to them, have a cup of tea. I wanted it to be fun and a bit more interactive than just people going around seeing a bit of art in shops.
Yeah.
Forgotten what I was going to say now.
That's all right. I think I know the answer to this question, but can you just sort of give us an idea of what the aims are of the whole event, really?
Okay, well, the two key things. Firstly, Billericay doesn't have any local space, really, where local artists, whether they be professional or new artists, amateurs, can actually share their work with the public.
Yeah.
And by putting it in local venues, that means it opens it up to everyone in the town. And secondly, art trails are a draw. They get advertised across the whole of Essex. There's 17 going on in Essex over the summer, and they will bring people into the town. So we're hoping that the payback to the shops is that they will get somebody will go in to look at the art and go, ooh,
I'll have a cup of coffee,
I like that dress, I'll buy a piece of china. So yeah, because we've got everything. We've got estate agents, cafes, funeral parlours, you know, and they're really all sorts of places that people can go that you might have never been in before.
Yeah.
So it might attract new customers.
It's a great community event where everybody wins, really.
It is a great community event because, for example, in the library, which is the home of Billericay Cine.
Yes.
And I'm involved with that.
Oh, really?
As well, yes. But they're letting me use all their catering facilities.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So, you know, all the community groups are pulling together to put this on.
Sounds lovely. All right. Well, just to get a flavour of it, let's pick out one or two of these events that I've got printed out here. And maybe you could tell us a little bit more. It all kicks off this Friday at Co-op Funeral Care at number 30 High Street, Billericay.
Yep.
What's going to happen on that evening?
Oh, that's during the day.
Oh, sorry.
So that's from 10:30 till 4.
Right.
So what we do is we just love people to go in. There's going to be lots of art from all the participating artists. It's actually going to be up in that premises for 2 whole weeks.
Right.
So people can go in, have a look at the art, have a chat. Some of the artists will be there on and off, and have a cup of coffee, have tea. And that there's a raffle and bits and pieces going on in there.
Yeah, sounds lovely. Right, well then Saturday, I guess, is the big one with the Superior New Orleans Brass Band.
Now, they really are an exceptionally good band.
Okay.
And I'm really hoping that people would like to be able to sit. It's next to the church in the high street. I'm hoping that people will be able to sit there, sample some of the beer and listen to the music.
That sounds fantastic.
I just hope it's not going to pour the rain.
That sounds fantastic. I'd actually be there, but I'm going to be travelling up a motorway on Saturday, so I won't be able to do that, but it sounds fantastic. And the bit I especially like is free beer tasting from the Billericay Brewing Company.
That and because they're only located around the corner, so if you then like the beer, you can go and buy some. Also, in the church, which is right next to it, there's a children's photography competition. Okay. All the pictures are on display. The prize giving is at 11. But it would be worth going in and having a look at all the kids' pictures.
Yeah.
And we have an artist in the church as well.
Yes, you're getting the kids involved, aren't you?
So the kids are very much involved. I've also got, I've linked up with Quilters Infant School.
Right.
Their art club have made 3 Picasso-style sculptures. They're going to be in the library. Because in the library, which is our hub, and that's where we're going to have a big art exhibition for the whole 2 weeks, piece of work from every artist.
Yeah.
I've also got 4 sculptures coming from Essex County Council made from recycled technology.
Oh, right.
And they are amazing. There is a squirrel, an owl that I would love to take home with me, a swan and a snake. But they're all made of like mobile phones, keyboards. They definitely are worth going to see.
Right, fantastic. And, of course, the following Saturday as well, you've got more children's activities going on.
Yep, more balloons.
Yeah, that's Billericay Library. And you've also got a pottery dropping day here. This is Saturday week, the 17th. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Okay, well, we have one of our really good Fold tutors. The art centre in Billericay is called The Fold. They run all kinds of courses, as well as having dance and music and theatre and things. But there's a very good pottery studio there, and Peter Norris is looking to attract new students to come into his class. And so what he does is he opens the doors and says, come in, have a go. You can try everything from making something from a slab of clay to making something on the wheel. And if you want, you can then arrange to have it fired properly so that you can take your pot home with you. But obviously there's a bit of a delay there because that takes a couple of weeks.
And earlier you mentioned about the crash of the Zeppelin, and there's an exhibition in the Cater Museum, isn't there, that kind of...
It's being organised by the Cater Museum with a lot of other groups. I think it's actually in the reading room.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Yes, it is in the reading
room. And there's an exhibition, so people can go in and have a look at the exhibition. I think there's also refreshments there. And then there's evening talks as well. So everything is free, not refreshments necessarily, but if they want to go to the evening talk, they have to book a ticket.
Okay, yeah.
Which is from the Cater Museum.
Well, you know, there is so much going on, it's impossible to cover in a sort of little interview like this. But
the whole brochure is actually on our website.
That's what I was going to ask you, how can people get it, yeah?
Okay, well, there's 2 things. If you go to our website, which is Billericay Art Trail, .wordpress.com, then you can actually download a whole PDF of the brochure.
Yeah.
And that's got all the events, it's got a schedule in the front, it's got a summary of all the artists. Or you can, if you like our Facebook page, which is just Billericay Art Trail, then there'll be lots of notices going up saying, go and see this is on today, beer tasting.
Fantastic.
So that's the best way to keep in contact.
All right. Well, later on today, I'll put all that up on the Phoenix FM website with links through to your Facebook page and your website.
That's brilliant.
So if you didn't catch any of that, check it out later on the Phoenix FM website. And Joad said, that's brilliant. And hope it's a rip-roaring success. And
fingers crossed.
Yeah. And good luck with it all. And thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today about it. Thanks a lot. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye.